This video is produced by the Cornell IT Security Office in cooperation with the Division of Human Resources and Safety Services. By keeping your computer and mobile devices secure, you are helping to protect all of Cornell's systems, including our networks and other people's computers, devices, and information. Contact your local technical support team or the IT service desk for additional assistance with the topics discussed in this video. This is How Confidential and Sensitive Data Gets Onto Your Computer. There are three primary ways confidential and sensitive data gets onto your computer. Web browsers sneak data onto your computer. Storage practices put data at risk. Or people lose track of files while collaborating. Web browsers sneak data onto your computer. There are two ways web browsers such as Internet Explorer, Safari, Chrome, and Firefox save data onto your computer. Whenever you download a file from the internet, confidential or not, the web browser may ask you to either open or save the file. This includes files you download from Cornell Dropbox, Cornell's recommended service for transferring confidential data. If you save a file, you can choose where to save it, easily track it, and permanently delete it when you're done. But did you know that when you choose to open a file, it still gets saved onto your computer? Your web browser automatically saves it before opening the document. Unfortunately, the file is hidden in a series of folders along with other files you opened online. Some browsers do not ask you to open files. Rather, they automatically save them to your downloads folder or another folder specified in your settings. Your computer also tries to make visiting websites more convenient by saving some content from each site automatically. This content, called cache, is a duplicate of some of the content you look at online, such as pictures. It gets stored in the same hidden place as your opened files and poses risks, especially if it's confidential data that should not be saved. As a best practice, to prevent downloaded files from automatically being saved to unknown locations, always choose Save. That way, you'll know where to go when you want to delete them. Your technical support team can help you learn how to discover files that have automatically been saved for you and show you how to securely delete them when necessary. Their recommendations may include regularly scheduled automatic purges of all temporary and cached files saved by your web browser. Storage practices put data at risk. It's important to understand why some places are better than others to store and share data. There is no shortage of places to store data, and with the cloud, the options are increasing. But not all options are equal. Some pose significant risks. Data should only be accessible by authorized people. Don't make it easy for unauthorized people to steal data, change data, or cut off your access. People lose track of files while collaborating. Managing versions and sharing files can be very difficult when you collaborate. Always use best practices when collaborating and take extra steps to protect all sensitive data. Ideally, you should always collaborate on files using Cornell services that do not require data to be downloaded to your computer, require every person to access data using their NetID credentials, and only allow people to see the information they are authorized to see. Cornell's Dropbox service, dropbox.cornell.edu, is approved for sharing confidential information since it's owned by Cornell and designed with confidential sharing in mind. Also, remember that the files you download from Cornell's Dropbox can be saved in hidden cached areas on your computer if you're not careful. Another acceptable method may be to provide limited direct access to the approved location where the data is stored. See the IT security video, Options for Sharing and Collaborating with Confidential Data, for specifics about when it's appropriate to use dropbox.cornell.edu and cornell.box.com. In the end, even if you practice perfect data hygiene and keep your computers clean of confidential data, viruses can still steal data while you are using it, You must practice safe web browsing and computing and keep your computer software up to date to minimize the chances of viruses being downloaded to your computer. For more IT security videos about protecting Cornell data, see it.cornell.edu/security-videos. For a full list of data hygiene tips, see it.cornell.edu/security/hygiene.